الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم جعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم دعوهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, if you remember in our previous lesson, we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power and His control is over His entire creation, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect the dead and He will bring them back to life. In the current verse, we see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him how He will give life to the dead. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam says to Allah, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. He says, Oh my Lord, show me how will you give life to the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to Ibrahim, Awalam tu'min, O Ibrahim, do you not have iman, do you not believe? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, Of course my Lord, of course I do believe. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. But the reason why I'm asking you this question is to only reassure my heart, for my heart to be at ease. In other words, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had complete and total yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power to resurrect the dead. But it is part of the nature of man that sometimes when man hears or sees an unusual thing, an unusual incident happening right before his eyes, sometimes that he becomes curious to know how is such a thing occurring or how will such a thing occur. And sometimes this disturbs one's peace of mind, one peace of soul. In that context, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, I am in complete yaqeen that you will resurrect and you will restore the life of the dead. But Oh Allah, just show me how you're going to do it so that my heart can now be at ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Ibrahim, okay, see, I will show you how we do it. What you do is take four birds. خُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Take four birds. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. Take these four birds and then draw them to you. Join them to you, tame them by a call. ثُمَّ جَعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. After that, cut them up into pieces and then put them onto the mountain tops. Take these four birds, after you cut them up into pieces, then put them on the mountain tops and put a part of each one of them on the mountain and then call them. ثُمَّ دَعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. They'll come to you hastening. They'll come to you hastening. Some Mufassirin mention that by looking at this word sa'ya, we see that these birds will come to you running and not flying. Why? Because we know when a bird flies, sometimes the bird is out of sight. So these birds, this doubt could arise that maybe these birds are now replaced. So we're seeing other birds. But here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these birds will come to you running, when the bird or somebody or something like a bird is running towards you, then they are in full sight. They are not out of your sight. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam this example of how He will restore the life of the dead, how He will bring them back to life. For Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to increase his yaqeen in Allah's power. And then Allah says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Then know well, O Ibrahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all powerful. In other words, all powerful means الْغَالِبُ عَلَى أَمْرِهِ. Allah's ways prevail. Nobody can dominate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Hakim. Allah is wise in whatever He does.